Dozens of state lawmakers have traveled to Washington, D.C. to pressure members of Congress to pass a federal election overhaul. They're joining Democratic state lawmakers from Texas who have been in D.C. for weeks to block Republicans from passing restrictive voter legislation. Now, one of the points of tension in the Texas battle over voting rights is whether Republicans are unfairly criminalizing honest mistakes made by voters. Ashley Lopez from member station KUT in Austin reports.
There are currently two high-profile cases of voters facing jail time in Texas. One is the story of Crystal Mason in Fort Worth. Several years ago, Mason was released from prison for tax evasion and put on federal supervised release. And when an election rolled around shortly after, she decided to vote. Mason had no idea she actually couldn't because she technically hadn't finished her sentence yet.
When she was released from federal prison, she was never told that she would be ineligible to vote for any period of time.
That's Mason's attorney, Allison Grinter Allen. She says Mason wasn't on the voter rolls when this happened, so she voted on a provisional ballot. And that ballot was not counted because she wasn't eligible to vote.
And the idea that she was committing fraud never occurred to her because she voted in her own name with her own license. She only voted once. She had no attachment to any particular candidate. She wasn't a part of any campaign. It just wasn't a major event in her life. So she was absolutely shocked when she was arrested.
A similar thing happened to Hervis Rogers, a man who got national attention last year for waiting a grueling 6 hours to vote in Houston. It turns out Rogers was also on supervised release when he voted. State Representative John Busey of Austin has been pushing for measures to stop these arrests. Specifically, they would direct courts to inform people being released on how their felony conviction will affect their right to vote. Busey also wants to make it clear to prosecutors that people who weren't informed shouldn't get into trouble.
And so all we're trying to do with this language is very much clean up the language so there's no misinterpretation by any DA who wants to try to make a name for themselves, which is what happened in Crystal Mason's case.
This measure is now part of a sweeping voting bill Republicans in Texas are trying to pass. It's currently at a standstill because Busey and more than 50 of his fellow Democratic colleagues in the Texas House are in Washington denying Republicans a quorum. And while Busey wants his measure on the books, the GOP legislation also would create a number of new ways to criminally penalize voters when they make mistakes.
There are increased crimes and penalties throughout this bill just for participating in the process. And there's no explanation as to why.
One example is a provision that would require people who are assisting voters to take an oath. They would have to swear, for instance, that they didn't coerce or encourage the voter into choosing them for assistance. It would be a state jail felony if they violate that oath.
But there's no requirement that that violation be knowing or with an intent to deceive.
Tommy Bucer Clancy is with the ACLU of Texas.
So all of a sudden you have a situation where people who are just trying to help their neighbor, their mom or dad, or even their community members are going to be staring down a state jail felony if they make innocent mistakes.
The bill also creates a slew of new rules and penalties for people who help with mail-in voting. Republican State Senator Brian Hughes is the sponsor of the Texas voting legislation.
This bill makes it easy to vote and it makes it hard to cheat. Is there voter fraud? Of course there is. That's why I have a county commissioner in my district under indictment, out on bail for mail ballot fraud. This is happening all over the state. We don't know how pervasive it is. How much fraud is okay? Well, none is okay.
Studies have shown that voter fraud is extremely rare. State election officials have also told lawmakers that elections are secure in Texas. State Representative John Busey says he thinks Republicans have another motivation for creating new voting crimes.
When people make honest mistakes, it will result in more crimes, which will then bring the appearance of more voter fraud happening, which will play into Donald Trump's big lie to try to create this fraud and fear around why we need to continue to restrict people's access to the ballot box.
And this is one reason Democrats are blocking this Republican voting bill, even though it could prevent what happened to Hervis Rogers and Crystal Mason from happening to others. But Mason's attorney, Allison Grinter Allen, thinks the problem is bigger than what happened to her client.
Really, what we need is to keep the criminal law away from voting issues. Unless someone is voting more than one time, unless someone is staging a coordinating campaign to affect elections, I really don't think that the criminal law should apply to individuals who make errors.
According to the ACLU of Texas, more than 70% of voter prosecutions in the state have targeted Black and Latino voters. Both Rogers and Mason, who now face jail time, are Black. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Lopez in Austin.